4. The Emperor must die.
You let your words hang in the air. You pause for effect. You can see that your declaration has made a startling impact on them. Their eyes are bright, their hearts are strong. Some wipe away tears with hands that are almost trembling. Even the whispering has stopped. Your rallying speeches to your men have always been the keenest weapons on your belt. You needed to set them straight, and you have done so. There will be no hesitation now. Let us finish what we have begun, you say. You turn. Now, someone had an issue to raise? A question when I came in? Does it still stand? They glance at each other.
The shields, my lord, says your equerry.
Are down, you say.
My lord?
On my command, the voids have been lowered, you say.
When did you give that command?
One of them asks. When I chose to give it, you snap. It was my decision as War Master, and I don't believe you get to question that.
My lord,
your equerry says, exhibiting some agitation. Elements of the Fifth have retaken the port of Lion's Gate from your brother Mortarion. Indeed, we fit the White Scars should be commended for their tenacity, you remark with a nod that says you are still man enough to acknowledge the courage of your foe. What of it?
The port's guns are operational, says Falcus Kyber. They are firing upon our fleet elements. Without shields, we are vulnerable.
I'll tell you what makes us vulnerable, you bark, hard enough to make the Widowmaker flinch. I have seen the intelligence reports, the intercepts.
My lord, Great Lupercal, says your equerry. What reports are you speaking of?
You pick up the data slate from a nearby console, open the files and hold it up. Transmissions, you say. Intercepted transmissions. From Rabute and the Lion. They look at you in horror. They had no idea. You are forced once again to remind yourself how much more capable than them you are. Your perceptions, your insights, your understanding. You have always excelled, and now your powers are magnified by the gifts invested in you. The data on the slate is near gibberish. None of them could make sense of it or discern the danger it represents. Only you could read the truth. Our enemy's reinforcement is rushing down on us headlong, you say, projecting the slate's data onto the repeater screens around the bridge so they can all view it. They are perhaps 3 days away. I'll stake my life it's not more than 5. Rabute and the Lion, with their legions, with their vengeance fleets, with their indignation and their pathetic notions of loyalty. That's what makes us vulnerable, my sons. You set the tablet down and look at them. We will destroy them when they arrive, you state. We will break them as we broke the legions of the Praetorian and the Kargan and the Brightest One. But their intervention will make our task more difficult. An unnecessary impediment. Only a fool fights on 2 fronts unless he has to. Isn't that right, Lev? Beside the table, something nods. Indeed so. Then it is my judgment that the throne must be empty when they arrive. We finish this, and then we turn to face them. One battle followed by another, not 2 at once. This is elementary combat doctrine, my sons. Why are you struggling with it? We bring terror to compliance before they arrive. Indeed, that will break them. How could it not? Can you imagine their faces, Gilliman and the Lion, when they realize they have come too late, that the lies they were racing to preserve are all undone? There will be no fight. They are not that stupid. They will surrender and kneel before us and beg us to forgive them, or they will flee in despair. Either way, one victory resolves the other.
But how does lowering our shields bring about a victory?
Malaghurst asks. That does it, really. You can't be blamed in truth. Has the momentous nature of the hour rendered them stupid? Are they deliberately testing your patience? Well, test no more. You slap him. A backhand across the face. The force of the blow hurls your insolent equerry across the bridge and into the guardrails, which bend upon the impact. He collapses to the deck, as twisted as ever. There is blood. Serves him right. The Emperor must die, you tell them all. He is the only thing that matters. He has hidden this whole time behind his walls and his gates, behind his armies and his engines. He has cowered from me. He has sent his sons, our brothers, to fight for him, to throw away their lives in a futile effort to stop us. And every one of those lives I have mourned, and regretted having to take, because it should have been his. He hopes, prays, that he can remain hidden until his wayward sons arrive. So, we must tempt him out. We must entice him. We must make him think he has some fleeting chance to win this and retain some dignity in the eyes of his sons. He wants me. Me. I won't go to him and play the game his way. I will lure him out. Let him have his try, for I am more than ready. So it is a ploy? A trap? Asks Sejanus. It will seem a mistake, or a malfunction, you say. You smile. You show them reassurance. It is the flaw he has been looking for and waiting for and praying for. He will not be able to resist. He will think it a tactical masterstroke that will take me unawares. Our enemies gather for a final push, but the Emperor must die first. There is silence. No more questions? You ask. Good. Go. Prepare. Prepare to greet a boarding action. Tell the first captain to finish his work and sack the palace. Burn it all. Kill for the living and kill for the dead. Leave nothing but a heap of ash and stone and a throne for me to sit on. You see them resolved. Good. Some seem eager. This is grim work, but it will soon be over. They are relieved you are taking on the main burden yourself. The rest is just operational necessity. You wonder if they should refinish their plate in black for this final stage, to signify respect for the enemy fallen. You think it would be an appropriate mark of honour if they dressed their gear in mourning. But they already have.